This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it's an enormous Monday. Of course, you know it's a Medal of Honor Monday. That's an hour from now. I will very, very briefly touch on that horrible shooting today. We have to honor the fallen. We're going to talk about the system of lies that may be in a little bit of a retreat right now because of that thing with ABC and Trump. We're going to discuss, well, the kids think I'm old. We're going to give you an update. In fact, I'll do this pretty quickly because I know it's probably on your mind. A little update about the drone stuff. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I need to do a couple things first before I get going on drone talk and the system of lies, Medal of Honor Monday, and all the other wonderful things that are still to come tonight on the show. First thing is first. I know we have new listeners all the time now, which is wild to me, but we do. And so I needed to get this out of the way first. We don't do mass shooting radio here. I never have. I never will. I do not do it for a couple very, very specific reasons. And I'll lay those out for you now. And then we're going to move on and do other things. There was a shooting in Wisconsin today, school shooting. Apparently a student there gunned down, bunch of people. It's ugly. It's horrible. It's awful. First things first. Human beings, we have different emotions and we have different things we do in different periods of time. And there's a time for everything, you know, just like it says in the Bible. There's a time for everything, a time to love, a time to hate, time to be happy, time to be sad. There's a time to mourn. I recently, in fact, I still am, if we're being honest with you, have been mourning. I've been mourning the loss of my father. I am mourning. My sons are mourning. My wife is mourning. My mother, of course, is mourning. I just spent some time with her. She's in mourning. My sister is mourning. We are sad. We are mourning the loss of someone we love. And you know what? That's good. It's healthy. Whatever way you happen to mourn, maybe you go fishing. Maybe you go fishing and cry. Maybe you sit and watch sad movies, music. Maybe you sit in the silence. I don't know what you do, but mourning is appropriate and healthy. It's not unhealthy. You don't need to cheer someone up who just had a loss. They need to mourn. They need to have a time of mourning. Every society in history has actually had some kind of burial process, and almost all of it is centered around not only the afterlife, but mourning, allowing people to mourn in their own way while they're still alive. Mourning, especially when you mourn together, is good for people and necessary for people. And I actually had a guy, this will come back to the shooting, give me a second here. I actually had a guy reach out to me because I had been talking about my dad on the air, and he said, I'm glad you took a week. I forget what I took, a week or something like that, and you took some time to mourn and you're being honest about it, because I didn't ever mourn my dad. And that it almost destroyed my life when it came bubbling back up like 15 years later. It's not healthy to avoid it. You need it. Your soul needs it. And I hate Barack Obama for a variety of reasons, many reasons actually. But as I've told you many times before, what I will hate him for the most above all things, it's not Obamacare, it's not the other stuff. What I will hate Barack Obama for the most is politicizing mass shootings, bringing that into the mainstream. Prior to Obama, oh, it happened, but it was very, very rare. If there was ever a tragedy, and there were shootings before, shootings, tragedies, presidents, Democrat and Republican, in fact, politicians in general, Democrat and Republican, they would, if they made an announcement at all, mostly they wouldn't say anything, they would come out and they would say, hey, let's pray for the families, let's come together right now. That's how it was handled. And then this vile little street animal from Chicago, he's a different breed. He started making it all about guns because everything's an opportunity to a communist. What he did was he taught modern Democrats how to act in the wake of a mass shooting. Now they all do it. Before the bodies are even cold, journalists, politicians, Congress, House, Senate, presidents, they can't help themselves. They immediately run to the media and they grab for guns. And what happens when you do that? I'm not even making a policy argument about guns, no guns. What happens when you do that is you deny all of us the ability to come together and mourn. And I will not contribute to it. That's the first reason. And the second reason is, there are parents right now in Madison, Wisconsin, who are suffering in ways that I hopefully will never know. Maybe you do know, but hopefully you will not. Parents who got a knock at the door. The knock at the door every parent dreads. Your son's never coming home again. Your daughter's gone. Your daughter's never coming home again. I would not be able to go on if that was one of my little buddies. I don't think I would. Those parents, they don't need to hear anybody chirping about really anything political right now. They need prayer and they need love. And that's really all you can do for somebody who gets that knock at the door. And so what I would ask you to do is bow your head and say a quick prayer of comfort for them, because Lord knows they need it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, there's one other little thing I need to do before we get into the news of the day. I'll give you a little drone update first, and you're probably waiting on that. I actually do have I have some information on that, and I'm going to give you a heads up. I'm going to have to be very, very careful what I say. I'll explain why in a moment, but I have some information on that. Before I get to that, we lost one of the last remaining Pearl Harbor survivors. Bob Fernandez was his name. He was 100 years old. And this was a little bit ago, but I missed it. And I feel bad about it. I feel bad that we try to catch these big deaths. Big deaths. I know that's a weird way to say it, but we try to catch these big deaths. So here he is. Bob Fernandez, I'd say he's more than earned taps. Rest in peace, brother. All right. Now, on to the drone thing, which I am going to move off of very, very quickly here because I have to be majorly careful about what I'm about to say. And the reason I have to be careful is I had some things said to me in confidence. And so you are going to have to read between the lines. Do not email me and ask for clarification because I'm not going to email you back or talk about it. If you cannot read between the lines, maybe you're just one of those people. Too bad, so sad. Send it to your brother. He'll probably explain it to you. So here's what it is. I was thinking the more I watched all this drone activity And the more the government denied any knowledge of it, well, we don't know what's going on. We're not really sure. There's nothing to worry about, but we don't know. We'll figure it out. There's nothing for you to worry about, but we'll figure it out. The more I watched it, the more I came to a couple different conclusions. One, many people are seeing drones where there aren't drones. That's a fact. But there are drones. People are not idiots. There are drones. They're all over the place. It occurred to me as I watched how many of them there are, the NYPD actually recovered one today. It occurred to me that this feels like they're looking for something. Something maybe they lost. It feels like the federal government is looking for something. And, well, I had an interesting conversation earlier today, and let me just say that they're looking for something. All right? And I should put this on there because I don't want you to worry. I would tell you if I thought you needed to worry. You don't need to worry, right? You don't need to worry, but they're looking for something. Okay? Now, I'm going to leave that at that. I'm also going to leave you with some relief factor, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the web of lies and the media and this lawsuit from Trump and everything else. Let's talk about the pain in your life, the pain and suffering. Well, not necessarily suffering, although that's what daily pain really is. It holds you back from everything, makes your life worse. Your back hurts all the time, your elbow, off my shoulder. Do you have that in your life? Have you tried a bunch of ugly things that mask it and destroy your kidneys? Why don't you try some Relief Factor instead? 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. It's a supplement. It's a unique formula that supports your body's response to inflammation. You're giving your body the little boost it needs. You might be 3 weeks away from being pain-free or less. $19.95 is what it costs to try it. 3 weeks. Think that's worth it? Go to relieffactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, an awesome Monday. I have so much to get to. They're selling off the border wall. We're about to talk about the web of lies. There's some really hurtful stuff that came from our kids at the house. All that and more coming up. Oh, and yes, I'll give you an update on the rodent situation. All that and more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, one of the big stories out there that is, it's bigger than people think it is. In fact, it has the potential to be enormous, enormous. One of the big stories is George Stephanopoulos, the apparatchik who's allegedly a journalist, works at ABC. He and ABC were forced to apologize to Donald Trump and write Donald Trump a check for $15 million. Now, that's news you probably already knew. This has the potential to change so much in this country, and I'll outline exactly why here over the next few minutes. First, why is he being forced to apologize? Well, he went on the air and said this.
Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement?
That was him talking about Donald Trump. That was from March 10th in an interview on ABC. He went on the air and said this.
Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
But that's not true, you see. And I'm going to explain why this settlement and others has the potential to change everything in the United States of America for the better. I'll come back to this in a moment, but I'm gonna read you a little list here. I found this list online. I want to make sure I give credit where it's due. Gunther Eagleman's the one who put it up, but this is a list. These are narratives. Maybe you've heard some of these narratives. I'm just going to go down the list. Russian collusion. The Inflation Reduction Act reduces inflation. Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. Jussie Smollett was assaulted by racists in Chicago. Bubba Wallace had a noose hanging from his garage in NASCAR. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. The Covington kids were laughing in the face of some saintly Indian in Washington, D.C. Governor Whitmer was almost kidnapped and assassinated. Brett Kavanaugh's a serial rapist. Donald Trump told you to inject bleach. The COVID came from a bowl of bat soup in China. Border Patrol agents were whipping a bunch of Haitians at the border. Have you heard any of these before? Should I keep going? You want me? You know what? I think I will keep going. Because just to drive the point home that I'm about to make, I think I will keep going. That there was ever a travel ban on Muslims. That there were cages for illegals built. In fact, cages similar to concentration camps. That masks, cloth masks, prevented infection from a microscopic virus. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, you will catch COVID, but you won't spread COVID. Oh, maybe you will spread it, but you won't spread it as much. Oh, wait, you'll spread it the same as everyone else. Any of these lies sounding familiar at all? Oh, I could go down the list over and over and over and over again. January 6th was an insurrection. Ivermectin is horse paste. These are just from the past few years. I could go down the list, but what did I just list there? What I listed for you there is a list of outright black and white lies, not mischaracterizations, not shading the truth, not bias, outright black and white, the sky is green lies. And not only did I list those lies for you, those lies are lies that were told to you if you sat down at the television and you turned on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, if you turned on any kind of corporate journalism, or if you picked up the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, you would be able to read all about these lies, and they would have been presented to you over and over and over and over again as truths, except they're not true at all. In fact, you can't even argue with them. Most of these things are not only lies, they're lies that can be debunked on videotape. On videotape, because we live in this era where everything is recorded and written down and saved for posterity, that it's really difficult to get away with an outright lie. Yet over and over and over and over and over again, the media has told the American people outright lies. Oh, I could play you examples. You know what? No, Chris, I don't even need it right now. I don't even need it. Chris was going to grab a couple of them, the Trump injecting bleach and stuff. I don't even need it. Thank you. I don't even need it because you already know. You know, they tell you lie after lie after lie. So we wake up this weekend and we find out that ABC had to write a $15 million check for telling an outright lie. Apparently, Trump is not done there. You see, he's going to keep going.
And we'll probably be filing a major lawsuit against them today or tomorrow. We're filing one on 60 Minutes, you know about that, where they took Kamala's answer, which was a crazy answer, a horrible answer, and they took the whole answer out and they replaced it with something else she said later on.
He's not stopping there.
I'm going to be bringing one against the people in Iowa, their newspaper, which had a very, very good pollster who got me right all the time. And then just before the election, she said I was going to lose by 3 or 4 points, and it became the biggest story.
Bringing a lawsuit against them. Why is this something that could save the country? Why are all these lawsuits a good thing? Let's talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, Medal of Honor Monday's coming up about a half hour from now. Remember, you can email us. We love your emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail if you so desire, 877-377-4373. I just talked about Trump's ABC settlement, $15 million. It's hilarious. They're going to pay for part of his presidential library. That's where the money's going. But he's also announced that he's going to be suing CBS. He's going to be suing these pollsters in Iowa. He's going to be suing all these people. But this isn't only Trump, you see. I brought up the Covington kids. Maybe you remember a young man by the name of Nicholas Sandman. Nicholas Sandman went to Covington. It was a school. They went to Washington, D.C. Some crazy commie activist who happens to be an Indian marches up to Nicholas Sandman and starts pounding some Indian drum in his face. The media takes a picture of Nicholas Sandman standing there smirking kind of uncomfortably. They acted like he was a flaming racist who went screaming at the poor saintly Indian. And somebody will never know the exact details because they haven't been made public, wrote a very, very, very large check to Nicholas Sandman for all the lies they told him. Media companies continue to have to write gigantic checks for telling outright lies. This is a new thing as the right has become more litigious, Chris. Anyway, and this has the potential to save the United States of America. We talk a lot about how the communist doesn't share our values, but that it could be hard to understand. Like if I was to ask you, do you value the truth? You would say yes. Do you value the truth? Of course. If I was to ask you if the truth is important, you would say yes. Of course. If I was to ask you if you wanted your children, whether or not you have them, if you wanted your children to be truth tellers or lie tellers, you'd say the truth. Every person, you would say the truth. But you see, I just misspoke. It's not every person, you see. Those are your values. Those are my values, even though you've lied before, even though I've lied before. We're not proud of them. When's the last time you bragged to a friend, family member, neighbor about a lie you told? Something you don't do you? If you've told them, which you have, we all have, it's a shameful thing. You're not proud of it. But it is so critical to understand this. The communist does not share your values when it comes to the truth. And this is where the right will make a mistake. We will acknowledge what I just said, and then we'll say something along the lines of, yeah, for these people, the truth is secondary. Nope, that's not true at all. For these people, the truth is the enemy. The truth is what can destroy them and what will destroy them. Remember, there's a reason I have it permanently on the soundboard. Catherine Mayer, head of NPR, she stood up and she said something so revealing and so profound. If you just listen to what she says.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Reverence for the truth? What a distraction. But that's the first part. Everyone gets that, but listen to the second part. Listen to what she says. Why is the truth a distraction? Why is the truth a problem?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
I just read for you the list of media hoaxes, and that was a list that was just 3-4 years old. My goodness, if I'd even expanded it to 10 years, your head would have exploded. It just would have been me here reading lie after lie after lie. It's not that the truth is secondary to the communist. It's that the truth is his mortal enemy. His entire sick religion banks on complete control and lies at all times, and he knows it. And he doesn't even know how to operate without lying about everything. In fact, he ceases to operate if he can't control everything. If he can't lie about everything, he ceases to exist. He will have no power now and forever. You want to hear an example? Here's something hilarious. After the $15 million judgment against George Stephanopoulos and ABC for this.
Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape.
$15 million they had to write a check for saying that on air. After that, MSNBC goes on the air and repeats it.
I'll just say, I mean, this feels like it has a real chilling effect. Like, I mean, shout out to the standards department. Okay, standards is always making sure that we are keeping the bar high and substantive and accurate. But what George Stephanopoulos said in that interview, I mean, it seems to hold up with what the judge said after the fact. And now
they can't help themselves. Jim Acosta. It's mortified.
To me, it seems this is a time for our industry to stand firm. And we're going to have a very important job to do. And that's not putting us on a pedestal or anything like that, but we're going to have a very important job to do because Trump is not going to change his ways when he gets back in the Oval Office. He's going to continue to say things that need to be fact-checked. And you can't have the news industry worrying about this sort of stuff when they're just simply doing their jobs.
Do you hear what he just said? You can't have the news industry worrying about this sort of stuff when they're just doing their jobs. But what sort of stuff? Sort of stuff sounds pretty innocent. Sort of stuff? That sounds like me catching my son sneaking in the pantry last night for an extra packet of fruit snacks. That sounds like the sort of stuff he's talking about. But the sort of stuff he's talking about is an outright lie.
Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement?
So, again, listen to how he ends it.
To me, it seems this is a time for our industry to stand firm. And we're going to have a very important job to do. And that's not putting us on a pedestal or anything like that, but we're going to have a very important job to do because Trump is not going to change his ways when he gets back in the Oval Office. He's going to continue to say things that need to be fact-checked. And you can't have the news industry worrying about this sort of stuff when they're just simply doing their jobs.
Doing their jobs? Hold on a minute. Does Jim Acosta, does he view his job and the job of the media as lying? Well, of course he does. You see, the truth is not secondary to them. The truth is the enemy. The truth is what will destroy them in the end. The American communist, the American Democrat in the media, in politics, in Hollywood, in education, in everywhere. Their entire sick religion involves lying about everything at all times. Gigantic black and white lies. It is as ingrained in their daily activity as me walking into the studio every day and pouring a cup of coffee. That is how ingrained lying is for the American communist, because they must. Because you can't tell the truth when you're trying to burn everything down. So just, you know, you have to lie about everything. Lie about this, lie about that, lie about this, lie about that. But the right, and it wasn't just Trump. Again, this came before Trump with Salmon and everything, but Trump is putting it into overdrive to his credit. The right has finally figured out what I have screamed about behind this microphone since they put me on the air 6 years ago. The right has finally figured out that the communist is never, ever, 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 ever going to change his ways based on your good example or based on your accusations of hypocrisy or bias. The communist only understands fear and pain. He doesn't know anything else. He's a demonic freak. All he understands is fear and pain, like all religious zealots. That's the only way he can be brought to heel. And so the right has discovered. Sue them. Start writing $15 million checks. And let's see what happens. I'll finish this up in just a moment. Before I get back and do that, let me do this. There is a wonderful thing in the world of charity called a match. Happens every now and then. Maybe you've even heard of a 401k match. You obviously know what that is. Up to a certain percentage, you invest this amount, your employer will match it if you're lucky. That doesn't happen much anymore. Well, in Preborn's world, they now have a match for you. Meaning that $28 you give to Preborn to save a baby's life through a match gets doubled right now. Doubled. You can buy two lives for the price of one. There are two babies out there who are about to be killed by their mother unless you save them. Preborn will give that mother an ultrasound. When she hears that heartbeat, she will choose life, and you will have saved a life. Two for the price of one. Not bad for $28, right? Preborn.com/Jesse. If you've ever been wanting to, now's the time. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, and I have so much stuff to talk about. I'm going to bring up the Army-Navy game, believe it or not. I'm going to acquire some more spy equipment. I have to talk about our kids rejecting us in the house, a rat update, and yes, some other news stories. But I want to finish up my talk about the world of lies. The American Democrat Party, as I have said before, it's not that they would be a minority party. If the lies were forced to stop, if the American media was ever forced to stop lying about Democrats and lying about Republicans, they lie to help Democrats, they lie to hurt Republicans. If that was ever forced to stop, the Democrat Party would cease to exist. Not a minority party. They would reach such low levels of registration. They would be so unable to win elections that the party itself, they'd have to close the doors on it and they'd have to come up with some new party with a massive rebrand. That is how completely ingrained the lies are within the Democrat Party and, of course, the American media. But I repeat myself and their base. I saw this one today from a tired peasant. That's the name of the lady on the internet. It's actually obscene for minimum wage workers to pay 25% of their paychecks to taxes and never receive a thing except for war. Minimum wage workers pay almost nothing in taxes after the deduction, almost nothing in federal taxes. Why does this person believe that? Well, she's been lied to. And now she's become an evil liar herself. Why does your liberal Aunt Peggy think that her 19th booster shot is still preventing COVID? Because she's been lied to repeatedly. Why do the American people not know that the federal government opened up the border on purpose to allow rapists into this country on purpose? Because they've been lied to. Look, here's a great example of it. CNN had a real exclusive the other day. Clarissa Ward, she's one of those war journalists who's been caught lying before. It was caught on CNN. They actually got it on videotape. She was walking into a prison in Syria. And whoa, we found one of the prisoners here. I can't believe this is happening live. Jake Tapper even praised her for it on the air.
Another just absolutely remarkable report. CNN's Clarissa Ward in Damascus doing vital, vital journalism. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Yeah, they staged the whole thing. We just found out. The prisoner they discovered, he was part of the Assad regime, and he'd spent his time extorting, torturing, and murdering the people of Syria. Somebody, I don't know who it was, CNN, him, I don't know who it was, somebody staged the entire thing, and it was presented as groundbreaking journalism. Everything you see in the news is a lie. And so back to these lawsuits. We have mainstreamed now. The right used to be against this. Well, that's not who we are. We used to take that lame line. That's really not who we are. I don't want to be like that. We've set aside those childish notions, and we've realized that the only way to bring the communists to heel is fear and pain, and we have started to sue. We've started to sue these organizations, and these media companies have been hemorrhaging money as they've hemorrhaged audiences. And now you have companies like ABC. Yes, it's a juggernaut company. Believe me, they're not going to go bankrupt for $15 million. But when you have to write a check for $15 million, believe me when I tell you, the other ones are getting put on notice. Chris, grab one of those Sonny Huston legal disclaimers we've had to play lately. You know what we've been playing for you lately on The View? We've been laughing about it. On The View, that hag woman show where all those hag commie women sit around and spread their communist propaganda to moronic housewives across the country every single day. Maybe you've noticed lately, we've played a bunch for you on the show, they keep having to add these legal disclaimers after they say something.
I have a legal note. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime. Yep. Gaetz previously dismissed allegations that he paid for sex, saying that, quote, someone is trying to recategorize my generosity to ex-girlfriends as something more untoward. Another legal note, Pete Hegseth's lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. He has denied any wrongdoing.
Just call the show Legal Note from now on.
Ha ha ha, just call it Legal Note. But why do they keep having to do that? Because the network doesn't want to keep writing $10, $15 million checks for the lies these people tell on the air. Therefore, they make them go back on the air and add disclaimers. If the American media is no longer allowed to tell outright lies about Democrats and lies about Republicans, we might be witnessing the beginning of the end of American communism, because it cannot exist without control and without lies. I'll play for you one more thing, and we may get into it more next hour. Mark Andreessen is the guy's name. He's one of these big shot business types, career Democrat, Obama donor, you name it. He came out and supported Trump in this election. Why? I want you to listen. Listen to what he said here very carefully. Listen to how horrific this is.
The meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them.
The Biden administration called in a big tech CEO and told him not to bother starting an AI company because they intend to control the entire industry. Why would the federal government want to control something as powerful as AI? Because the federal government is run by communists, and they know if the truth happens to get out, if they aren't allowed to control all sources of information, then their power will simply vanish. Like a fog when the sun comes out. These lawsuits, these checks, it might just be the beginning of the end of American communism, because American Democrats, American communists cannot exist without the lies. Put a smile on your face. This is a great thing. I've been smiling about it all weekend. Now, before we get to Medal of Honor Monday, which of course is going to make me smile as well until the end, but you're going to have to wait for that. Let's talk about Pure Talk. Obviously, Medal of Honor Monday brings out the patriotism in all of us. You've heard of Mac V. Sog, right? I did a whole history episode on Mac V. Sog, the Green Beret types who were going behind enemy lines in Vietnam and dying in droves in hostile territory. You know the CEO of Pure Talk did two tours with Mac V. Sog in Vietnam? Why would this company be so patriotic? Why would they hire only Americans? Why would they do... This company is as American as it gets. And you can switch your cell phone service to them and save a fortune. You can keep your phone. You can get a new one. Amazing prices. Amazing service. You get to speak to an American. That's Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. It's easy. They make it easy. Stop paying Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. #250, say Jesse Kelly, Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.